Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lois Geller is here, too. Lois is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is already now, we're at 11 years and counting, is a member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder, the president of Lois Geller Marketing. She's the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them to the studio, including the Bible, Revised and Expanded Response, the Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. But if you really want to know about digital marketing especially, she's the person you want to call. She's one of my favorite people in the galaxy. Lois Geller, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here, Jim.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Lois. To blog or not to blog? You know, I've been blogging for a long time, and my blog is probably a little different from other people because I have a radio show.
Right.
You know, I mean, I blog on my radio show, right? I have an audio blog.
Mm-hmm.
But people who don't have this stupid crazy life I have on the radio, they get their word out, their message out in other ways, and blogging has really given people an outstanding channel to get their thoughts out, hasn't it?
It really has. It's made all the difference in the world for lots of businesses, and especially your audience, small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that business-to-business companies that blog two or more times a week probably generate more than 70% more leads than they would if they didn't. And there are a lot of statistics that I was reading about, and businesses that blog more than 20 times a month, which is a lot of blogging, they
right.
get 55% more traffic than those that don't. And I know with my own blog, I have my Joy of Direct Marketing blog for many, many years now.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of times I went on vacation and kind of put it on hold for about a month or something, a month and a half.
Yeah.
The traffic dropped way back down,
yeah.
and the calls stopped. The calls mm-hmm. to the office stopped.
So
now, yeah.
Let's stop for a second and define what a blog is. And let's get it down to its lowest common denominator because, as you know, you brought up our heroes, small business owners. Mm-hmm. What we want to do is, what you and I hope to do, is to encourage them to start blogging if they're not, or do more of it if they are already. But it, some of them are saying, you know, I'm not a writer. I don't know how to write. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how the mechanics works. Let's talk about the basics. A blog could be something as simple as just writing out things you already know about how to use your product, not how to sell your product to somebody, but how to use it, how to get more out of it, how to get more value for whatever your industry provides a customer. What do you think?
I think that would be a great idea. I think also telling people how other people are using your product or service is also an interesting thing because people love reading stories on blogs.
So, for example, hey folks, I just talked to one of my customers, and I never thought of this. He turned our product upside down, and it worked this way.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You know, see you next time.
I have a dry cleaning client who I've had for many years, and she started a blog, and she just talked about all the things that come into the store, all the garments that come in with
yeah.
all kinds of crazy stains. And
yeah.
she talks about the wine stain from the Cirque and how they thought it was impossible and what they did to get it out and how it then went out the next week to another restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So,
<Yeah.
clears throat> you know, it's a matter of telling stories, telling people about your, but not selling at them.
Right.
Just talking. It's a relationship.
Building connection.
Right. Exactly. And blogs can be really interesting or they can be deadly boring. But either way, they draw a lot of traffic to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen really boring blogs. A company called Us to do their blog because they said it was deadly boring, but they said it was still bringing in 4 or 5 clients a month to their business,
mm-hmm.
and each one had a real high value. So I thought that was kind of interesting that you don't have to be the most scintillating writer. Of course,
well, that's right.
Helps,
because people are coming to you. If you're a business, people are going to read your blog because they're trying to get information. People are coming to you for a couple of things. Number one, they're coming to you to find out information about what they're interested in buying or a solution they're looking for. So whether they find that in your list of products or they find it in something you've written about your products or about how people use your products. But they're also coming to you, they're finding you online to find out about you and to find out about your values and whether you're doing business with you, how relevant that is to them. And that's
exactly.
Something.
What kind of a person are you?
That's something that's more difficult to convey on a website, isn't it?
Exactly. And I often wonder myself whether I need my website. I guess I need it
to be there. Yeah, you don't need, it's not either or, it's both and.
No, I know I have to have it, but it's very static. It's we hardly ever change it, when we have a new client.
But there are things there people need. It's like I said, they're not going to go, they may find your website and then look for your blog, or they may find your blog post in a Google search and then say, well, I'm going to go see what they offer, and then they'd go to the website to find that.
Exactly. Oftentimes they find us, though, through the blog posts, through the ones I have on Forbes and in my own Joy blog. And it's amazing the things they read, because when you see how many views you have for one thing versus another, it can be amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had one blog post get almost 55,000 views, and one recently had 894, and it stayed at 894, though I was promoting it on Twitter, I was promoting it on Facebook. it's amazing. It really is, and sometimes it's the title. I mean, when you just spoke before I came on the air about the Queen Bee syndrome, I mean, that was a great, exciting thing, and that's something that I saw immediately in the newspaper when I opened it, that there are women that don't help other women at the top. But that's a fascinating headline, and how could then you could relate that to perhaps something in your own company?
But as it turns out, the article was written by a woman. Only a woman could call other women queen bees. If I'd written that, I'd gotten all kinds of trouble, Lois. Hey, Lois, I need your website, please.
It's loismarketinggroup.com.
Can they find your blog there?
Yes, they can find my blog there, too. Absolutely.
All right, so check it out, folks. 20 after. Right back with Lois Geller. I told you we'd get smarter when Lois joined us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.